It's something we've been covering on the show ever since Donald Trump entered the White House, the shrinking ranks of the State Department. On the same day a few months back that Mike Pompeo took over from Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State, we had writer Ronan Farrow on the show talking about what he'd seen at the State Department in Trump's first year.
Tillerson really laid waste to this department. You know, this is an embattled workforce, brave men and women who serve in crappy places around the world with terrible security situations and not enough pay, and they do it to save American lives and prevent dangerous people from coming into our country and to cut the deals that hopefully keep our servicemen and women out of the line of fire.
We're hearing today in an exclusive Reuters report that Mike Pompeo is in the process of wooing back diplomats whom his predecessor offended. Arshad Mohammed wrote the story.
Rex Tillerson had alienated a lot of the American diplomatic corps by doing a bunch of things, slashing promotions, embracing budget cuts that President Trump wanted to make at the State Department, freezing hiring, and probably most importantly, by making the American Foreign Service feel like he really wasn't consulting them and didn't take them very seriously. Pompeo is trying to reverse almost all of that. And what I found on the promotion numbers was that in three of the four top categories, he's increased promotions. In two cases, he's almost doubled the number of promotions from last year, and in one, it's up 50%. This is part of his sort of charm offensive, as it were.
Right. So diplomats of the State Department have to be feeling somewhat good about this. What about Mike Pompeo himself? Like, in terms of management style, is that also changing? Because a lot of people had criticisms of Rex Tillerson being very isolated, not really connecting with the diplomats and the State Department staff.
I mean, that's true. Tillerson was very much seen as somebody who was distant. And so he would, for example, hold weekend brainstorming or blue sky sessions with people, but on given topics, he wouldn't include, you know, the key person handling the country in question. I mean, so if they were having a discussion about Indonesia, he wouldn't necessarily have the U.S. ambassador to Indonesia on the line. I'm just making that up because I don't want to out anybody. But probably the single most powerful thing for an American diplomat is to feel that their boss actually cares what they know or think or analyze. And Tillerson left a lot of people with the impression that he didn't. Pompeo is engaging much more seriously. So I'll give you one example. He has, I'm told, he has gone down from the seventh floor where his fancy offices are to meet in the bureaus with some of the regional diplomats. And so I'm told he's gone to the East Asian and Pacific Affairs Bureau, for example, to do kind of a mini town hall. That's a way of telling people they're important. That's a big stylistic, but in some ways also kind of a substantive difference.
How much do you think Mike Pompeo is doing this charm offensive, as you put it, as a spin in the face of some fairly public resignations of ambassadors? And how much seems to be a concerted effort on his part to strengthen a weakened State Department?
You know, I think it's both. One thing to remember about Pompeo is that, I mean, there are a couple things to know about him. One, obviously, he began his career in the U.S. Army, so he has an experience of one very large American bureaucracy and a place where morale and esprit de corps are important. Second, he was a congressman, and members of the House understand nothing better than the importance of winning people over to their side since they're up for re-election every 2 years. And finally, he also ran the CIA, where, you know, it's another very tetchy U.S. bureaucracy. So my sense is that he has a much more instinctive feel for the importance of maintaining the strength of his part of the bureaucratic turf. Is part of it spin? Sure. But, you know, even if American diplomats understand that they're being spun to some degree, it's at least better to have a boss who thinks you're worth spinning than to have a boss who thinks it's not worth the time.
Arshad Mohammed with Reuters in Washington. Thanks very much for your time.
Marco, thank you. Nice to be with you.